Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Space, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to Cubs. Back at the party, Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit rolled. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
riddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock with no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you fucks it up, I up Chuck Nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit you're clucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's sure, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so cold for static. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Rome's one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out snot. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
yeah,
hit this shit,
take a puff and I blow up like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer, what's my name? Yeah, yeah, rage, lyrical murderer, yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rocked at the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock.
The Black Panther Party is very proud to present
your legacy. Will never be forgotten. We will remember your legacy. Will never be forgotten.
Like this, and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason is this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies and I hate Indians. So we're fighting amongst each other. And you heard the testimony of pigs here. You got pigs of all colors. You know that. You got pigs that are white. You got pigs that are black. You even got pigs that are black and white.
So we always say to Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pig. The people are going to have to stand up against the pig. That's what the pastors are doing. That's what the pastors are doing all over the world.
We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we couldn't be in a fit, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I want you to know that I want you to see. If you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't gonna do no revolutionary act, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always said, if you actually make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of the simple reason that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer, what you did, you're dead already.
You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, even in people living in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Two centuries ago, when the United States was a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the conditions prevailed in the nation, and the assumption on which its foundation were built was such that they ensured that the United States would come to its maturity under circumstances which mean that for a substantial proportion of citizens, life is nothing more than a living debt. Liberty is nothing more than a prison of poverty. And the only happiness we enjoy is laughing to keep from crying. We find evidence for majority freedom and minority oppression in the fact that even while the early settlers were proclaiming their freedom, they were deliberately and systematically depriving Africans of their freedom. These basic contradictions were further aggravated by acts which implicitly admitted that the majority was wrong, but unwilling to do right. Thus, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, the Founding Fathers struck all mentions of the slave trade. Thus, when the United States Constitution was drafted, the Founding Fathers considered the slaves as equivalent to 3/5 of a man. Thus, when the slaves were emancipated, the descendants of the Founding Fathers compromised that freedom to gain further territory. These compromises were so basic to the thinking of the forebears that legal attempts to correct the contradiction through constitutional amendments and civil rights laws have produced no change in our conditions, and we are still a people without equal protection and due process of the law. We recognize then that the oppressive acts of the United States government, when contrasted with the testaments of freedom, carries forward a basic contradiction found in all the legal documents upon which this government is based. Generation after generation of the majority group have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labor in the life, liberty, and happiness of their children and grandchildren. Generation after generation of black people in America have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labors in the life, liberty, and happiness of the children and grandchildren of the oppressor. While their own descendants wallow in the mire of poverty and deprivation, holding only to the hope of change in the future. The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights movement in the belief that the government would eventually fulfill its promise to black people. We did not recognize, however, that any attempts to complete the promise of the 18th century revolution in the framework of a 20th century government, economy, and society was doomed to failure. The descendants of that small company of original settlers of this land are not among the common people of today. They have become a small ruling class in control of a worldwide economic system. The Constitution set up by their ancestors to serve the people no longer serves the people, for the people have changed. The people of the 18th century have become the ruling circle of the 20th century, and the people of the 20th century are the descendants of the slaves and the dispossessed of the 18th century. The Constitution set up to serve the people of the 18th century now serves the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of today stand wanting for a foundation for their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The civil rights movement has not produced this foundation, and it cannot produce this foundation because of the nature of the United States society and economy. The version of the civil rights movement, the vision of the civil rights movement is to achieve goals which have been altered by 200 years of change. Thus, the civil rights movement and similar movements have produced no foundation for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have produced humiliating programs of welfare and unemployment compensation, programs with sufficient form to deceive the people, but with insufficient substance to change the fundamental distribution of power and resources in this country. Moreover, while the movements attempt to get minorities into the system, we note that the government continues this pattern of practice which contradicts its democratic rhetoric. We recognize now that we see history repeating itself, but on an international as well as a national scale. The relentless drive for profit led this nation to colonize, oppress, and exploit its minorities. This profit drive took this nation from democratic capitalism and underdevelopment to bureaucratic capitalism and overdevelopment. Now we see that the small ruling circle continues its profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. We gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We would not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long, our sacrifices have been too great, and our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. The Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court, and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in leaders of America, in the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people. A socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which will guarantee that all men will obtain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity, while permitting the same privileges for every other man, regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will sell for nothing less, or at this point in history, anything less is but a living debt. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or we will use whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. We will have our manhood even if we have to level the face of the earth. So I would like to say that we are one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Power to all of the people.
Understand the importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attacks. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner of conscience. Who we be? See, we enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes, and the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from, where we at, what's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines do in 1,000 mornings. We keep our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'll be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Free them all, live and direct, Brother Terry.
Free them all, right on, represent love, respect, live and direct. Let me try to hit up Jake Winter's nephew, get him online with us real quick. Let me try something real quick. First of all, free them all, y'all. Let me go live real quick. It's been a long time. Oh yeah. Okay, there you go. Let me try something real quick. Let me try the three-way calling real quick. How you do this here? Excuse me, 1 minute. Y'all bear with us. Okay. Okay, hold 1 second. Let me cut this because hold on. Am I still online? I got disconnected, I believe. Let me.
No, free them all, Brother Chairman. Still live and direct, sir.
Heads up, ass open the fist, since y'all know this is how we do this. Zan's in the building, my sister, free them all, right on. That's what it is, y'all. Live and direct. Let's make history. Let's take this for y'all. We've been gone for a little while, but Chairman Prayer will say we'll be back to stay, y'all. It's been a while, you know what I'm saying, again. So, again, Revolutionary Love, appreciation to all y'all. Let me give a quick rundown. We've been running rebroadcast for a number of reasons. We're on the road, we're doing a lot of things, though, but let me run a quick rundown. This, again, first and foremost, let me thank our most important asset, that being the people, y'all. That's what it is, Red Price in the building. Mother Comrade, Eric Yesco, Red Price in the building. Zan in the building, Eric Yesco, Sharakian. How a little Daphne is just coming in the building. That's what it is. Craig Alexander, that's what it is. Silas, that's what it is, y'all. Let's do this here. All right. Brother C, that's what it is. Like Rich, Melissa, come right, Nikki, Brother C, that's what it is, y'all. Welcome again, y'all. It's been a while. I know we're doing a rebroadcast, but if y'all can't take a pause for the calls on this historic day, Spurs and Jake Winters. In fact, we waiting on Spurs and Jake Winters' nephew to call in. Actually, today is ironically, I've been doing a lot of struggles with some different forces about the political significance of Jake Winters, Black Panther Party in general. But again, the Spurs and Jake Winters, man, moved in defense of self-defense. He was assassinated November 13, 1969. A day in which, you know what I'm saying, that it was emblazoned on the front page of the papers, the ruling class papers, you dig? In fact, it even got to the White House, their position, you know what I'm saying, Nixon articulated the position about Spurs and Jake Winters, y'all. Black Panther Party had a free medical center named in honor of Spurs and Jake Winters, so we should never forget this date. Nyona in the building, free them all, right back at you, right back at you. You know, Davis in the building, that's what it is, y'all. We've been moving and grooving. Matter of fact, let me throw something on so I can get a little more in the groove with y'all, so you know what I'm saying, get locked and loaded. Mama say I'm curved out. The Tupac say, mama say I'm thugged out. Mama say I'm curved out. And remember, you know, it's cold winter. I was trying to give me a snowsuit, and you know, we kind of discriminated against big guys, and they had the big size, it was brown, and my guy said, man, Chairman, you want to get that, you know what I'm saying? I said, I need that black or that blue, man, I need that, the colors, man, because they say it's going to be cold outside. I said, man, I operate better sometimes, you know what I'm saying, full uniform. I just want to say revolutionary appreciation to the Black Panther Party. I just want to say it's an honor to walk with y'all Paul steps. Every day I grab a deeper appreciation for the legacy of that organization, for the appreciation for the politics. Can't say enough about that, you know. So it's a revolutionary appreciation. Let's do a quick, I know a lot, we missed a lot of things. We have to do this rebroadcast for a number of reasons. But I definitely want to say this to everyone. Y'all, we still moving forward to IRD. You know what I'm saying? We got some scars and bonds, some battle wounds. But we, you know what I'm saying, we can never ease up or relent recognizing our historic dates. So, again, let us never forget. So, again, December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day. In fact, this will be the 50th year after the assassinations of 21-year-old Chairman Fred and 22-year-old Defense Captain Mark Clark. You know what I'm saying? So, again, let's make sure we put that out there. We're still fighting to maintain and save the Hampton House. So, whatever, keep that going. We're going to probably be up all night getting these flyers done. Keep doing that. But in the meantime, between time, as well as after that, GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. You know what I'm saying? Regardless how cold it's going to be or whatever, we working on getting resources. Also, y'all can send assistance to Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. We bring all the heavy hitters in. Hood Hope in the building. I'll give you more details as we go. December the 4th, we have pull back or scale back from our initial plans to have 5 days for the 50th. We have pulled back from that initial. A plan was to go December 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, being that some people raised concern about it not being on a weekend, I mean, being on Wednesday while people was working. And so, however, now we're going to set for December the 4th, we'll be moving. Basic skeleton and layout is December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day. Definitely going to convene at Ground Zero. You go to the wall and then caravan into the Hampton House, which has been continuously under attack, y'all, continuously. And counterinsurgency has not let up one bit. It did. So we're going to keep on moving with this here. You can keep on moving and grooving. Matter of fact, somebody text me a flyer if someone can. I need to text this flyer to someone. So I text me the flyer for today's show. Hold on, I think I get it. Excuse me, I got it. I'm gonna need a station break real quick also. I need that wake up call. So I'm gonna text this flyer to a few people that we're gonna come in. We're gonna have Spurgeon Jake when his nephew call in. But back to the schedule. December the 4th, we're moving and grooving. International Revolutionary Day. We'll show some films. We'll have some live performances going on outside the Hampton House. December the 7th, Detroit, in the D, y'all, for International Revolutionary Day. December the 8th, right back, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Right back to Hampton House. We also going to have 500 bags for the 50th. Y'all may remember that scene. All those free food bags the Black Panther Party was distributing at the time. Then Chairman Bobby Seale was right there in front, you know what I'm saying, with the food distribution of the Black Panther Party. We plan on distributing 500 bags, food and clothes, to the people between December 4th and December 8th. In the continuous spirit, as Chairman Fred said, you did, as he laid out, Black Panther Party for the minimum of 3,500 children a week at the free breakfast program. We also plan to have the Covenant Community Caravan December the 4th. The ongoing funeral procession, that's right, 50 years later after Chairman Fred was assassinated, we still ride for the man. We still ride for the movement. We still ride for the legacy, y'all. That funeral procession is still going to be ongoing. You know what I'm saying? We have not ran out of gas. You know what I'm saying? We have been pulled over. Our cars have been stolen, politically, they've been put boots on them, you dig? But we are still riding. You know what I'm saying? Even when the gas is on E, we are still riding. You know what I'm saying? We are going against all odds. So that's the basic schedule we got planned, y'all. Give me a station break if we can. Let me hit Never real quick while I put a couple of these texts out and we get ready to bring your nephew, Spurgeon Jake, you know what I'm saying? Spurgeon Jake Winters on. Can we pull Never up? Let's pull it up. December the 4th. There's a lot of things happening, y'all.
Never violate the code.
Let's go with this Never first, y'all. Let's roll with it. Let me hear that. Let's roll with that Never for a minute. Yeah. Let it roll. I'm good,
Sister Conrad. Never violate the code for the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I can never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
hello. Fred Hatton Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to talk with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Space, let me get some of this good shit. This could be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the Panther Cubs. Like that, the party cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never going to go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had a shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no shut up motherfuckers like us, they're gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never been punk. I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever. Never ever ever. No. Get on my level, hoe. Or go get a
stone.
It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I never switch. Never sit. Never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never sweat to take a piss. Who's the piss now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, never. Never, never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's insane, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Love and respect. That's what it is, y'all. 50 years, y'all. We come up on 50 years, December the 4th. This also today marks 50 years. Today marks 50 years after the assassination of Spurgeon and Jake Winters. Jake Winters was a servant of the people. Jake Winters moved in defense of self-defense. Y'all, many, many of us are recipients of the Spurgeon and Jake Winters Medical Center. It was strategic that the Black Panther Party acknowledged days and courageous stances, not in a subjective way, not to be in some sort of abstract, subjective hero worship, but that we can recognize we have real models as opposed to role models. Again, people who stood up in defense, for us, you know what I'm saying, and went against all odds. Jake Winters, chairman, actually wanted me to be named after Jake, you know what I'm saying? November 13, 1969, Chicago police officers, Gululi and Rappaport, when they came to do what they do as representatives of an occupying army in our community, you know what I'm saying? And when they moved upon Jake, you know what I'm saying? And when Jake defended himself, it's to this day, we've seen decades later when there was fights. And struggles the name they had a street named after Chairman Fred. The media pulled those news clippings out and made reference to that. You know what I'm saying? About Dr. Jake and Spurgeon and Jake Winters, like Deputy Minister Hill, Doc Satcher, and so many others. They were examples of what the Black Panther Party, represented in so many ways. It could not be closeted or confined to this cliche, patronizing image that a lot of people want to put up about the Black Panther Party. There were just some cats just running around, you know, murder mouthing and, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, shooting up at the mouth or shooting up at the gun. You know what I'm saying? Black Panther Party was a disciplined revolutionary organization. They had points of discipline. They had rules. They had regulations. You know, how to, you know, they had a position of sacrifice. It was a political organ that took in the sentiments of the people, and they articulated that. There was individuals such as Deputy Minister of Health, Ronald Doc Satchu, who on a college campus literally heard Chairman Frazier speak and literally sacrificed all that, you know what I'm saying, all of the bourgeoisie trinkets that may have been offered to him, you know what I'm saying, but took their stance, you know what I'm saying, again, committed to join the Black Panther Party, took a stance that we see today in places as far away as Vietnam, still recognize the contributions of Deputy Minister of Health, Ronald Doc Satchu, which Chairman Fred talked about in July 1969. If you're sick, don't go to Cook County Hospital, because you might go down there with a common cold and you come up dead, and just what happened, somebody else needed your sex organs, your brain tissue. He said, come on down to the Black Panther Party at Free Medical Center. Come on, see Dr. Feelgood. Come see Deputy Minister Health, Ronald Doc Satchu. You seen Sergeant Jake Winters, who I know people went to school with him. They talk about he was a valedictorian, and that any other definition they may have considered him to be a nerd. You know what I'm saying? Because these are the options that many of us are given. That either you see the brains of LeBron, but we've seen again, Deputy Minister of Defense Bunchy Carter, who you know what I'm saying, who can pop their porch but at the same time move in defense of self defense. That's the Black Panther Party representing. It's a battle, believe me, y'all. As we speak, seeing that, dealing with it, and just this continuous struggles about the legacy of the Black Panther Party. And it's not that simplistic to say people just don't know. There is a narrative written that, you know what I'm saying, that many people tell it, you know what I'm saying, they would constantly misinform generation after generation for whatever reason, whether it be nefarious or naivety, whether it be because it calls certain questions on their position or lack of positions, you know what I'm saying, exposes it. But, you know what I'm saying, but again, and we have to be able to move in certain arenas, whether you're putting the pills in the applesauce to get this, you know what I'm saying, plant these seeds so the generations to come never be deprived of the information about the Black Panther Party. As I said at the funeral service with Stanley Tookie Williams, Tookie Williams grew up in the climate that I grew up in, similar to that I grew up in, deprived of such an organization of the Black Panther Party, where the only options in life is to become a Boy Scout or a banker. It is not by coincidence. It is not by happenstance that the legacy of the Black Panther Party has been obliterated and as well as maligned. It's been done by design. It's not by coincidence or not by happenstance that many people don't know are familiar with the work the Black Panther Party Cubs are doing. You know what I'm saying? It's not by coincidence that we are receiving the brunt of the attacks. You know what I'm saying? And not just the bullets, but the sugar-coated bullets, the propaganda bombs that are dropped upon us. It's not by coincidence, you know what I'm saying, that many people have crossed the line from liberalism to criminalism. With us, we said we must be in the spirit of being a service of the people as well as service of history. To remain committed, we're going to keep on covering y'all. Yes, indeed. Steve McNeil, Darren, in the building. Somebody standing in the building. Yo, y'all see this right on? Yasmin, Fula, right on. Love, respect. Kevin Kidd, that's what it is. We're going to be in the building, y'all. The Vern Thornton, that's what it is, y'all. That's what we're talking about, y'all. We're talking about Spurgeon, Jake Winters today, and we're waiting on our brother. Give me a heads up. We got our brother calling in, nephew, cousin. Spurgeon, Jake Winters, you know. I feel it a bonus to be able to have people in these respective families or colossities in these forces that still have not denounced the contributions of the, you know what I'm saying, of these brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, and they see the importance that we hold these examples up so people can have a template and an example again and say, okay, that's what I want. That's what I aspire to. That's someone I can relate to. That's what it is. So, okay. Laverne, get in contact. Okay. Get in contact with us. Wow. Okay. Matter of fact, if you're in Chicago, if you're not in Chicago, come. Let us see you. Let us see you and your husband December 4th. You're right on. December 4th. This is 50 years, y'all. I know a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Due to whatever reasons, transportation, lack of funds, resources, whatever the case may be, we have not been able to, you know what I'm saying, make every International Revolutionary Day. This is special, y'all. Every year is special. We just got, you know, we got to commit. We got, again, Mr. Conversation, Pan-African, the Move Family. They're working on getting back this way. This is 50 years, y'all. If fact, I keep it with my birthday sometimes because I say, damn, it's 50 years coming up. I say, shit, that's 50, this 50 years after the assassination. What'd that make you, Chairman? So it's a reminder, you know what I'm saying? Again, we, clock is ticking, y'all. We, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep on resisting. The clock is ticking, we got to keep on resisting, y'all. That's what it is. I'm on the building. I see Gabe. I see my brother. I've been trying to reach out to you. Man, you assist me. We touched down with y'all. We've been battling in all arenas. You know what I'm saying? And still like a, you know, tug of war here and there. And I give you more clarity where we at on certain things. There's pros and cons. There's discussions we've been having. We're going to be having December the 4th. I'm gonna say this much: it's gonna be lights, cameras, action. There's always be action though. But we want to, you know, so we want to document some of the fourth and put in the ring, let people know this movement, this stuff is still going on. We're still fighting, still organizing. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Y'all feel free to call in, and call in. You know what I'm saying? Cub being with us, y'all. That's what it is. 929-477-3785. We're expecting. Jake, the nephew of the cousin. Jake Winters is calling in also. Spurgeon, Jake Winters. Cause say, yeah, that's what it is. Right on. Yes, indeed. So, comrade, do we have any callers in queue?
Me and my brother, Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press and watch. Grandma.
Right on. Grandma. And so much. We got so much happening right now on international level. Bolivia is the latest we heard. You know what I'm saying? I check my reports. I think they say Morales, President of Bolivia. I believe they say now they say he's supposed to be. I think they officially saying acknowledging he's supposed to be in Mexico. I'm not. I gotta confirm that. But let me say this in regards to. A lot of times, we see different situations going on throughout the world, and we sometimes that may be a reaction. A lot of times, especially out of North America, out of the United States, a reactionary response. In fact, Bill Maher, commentator, comedian, what have you, has said that America is the most apolitical, not the most smartest populace. In other words, you put it on TV, you can run it, as opposed to other places like Venezuela or other places throughout the world. Where there are certain political discussions that happen, you know what I'm saying? People walk down the street, the Constitution, people talk about it in Cuba, healthcare, so on and so forth. And setbacks or flaws or the reactionary assessment is, sometimes we'll see situations like, okay, yeah, they're challenging the system, challenging the government, the police is doing this, so on and so forth. And it's an automatic, you know, it's a reactionary response. It's kind of like if you look at your clock, you say, man, well, it's 4 o'clock right now. I'm going to call my people, you know what I'm saying, back home in Africa. I'm going to call this part of the country. You're like, what, you know, it's about the same time there. It's different. It's different dynamics going on. Well, no, it's 4 o'clock. That's a subjective analysis. So you have to look. A lot of the time we hear about these uprisings, rebellions, whether it be Bolivia, what have you. And a lot of times, the people are doing this, so on and so forth. You've seen cases in Egypt and other places you did. Well, the U.S. has acknowledged its participation. It's implementing of certain dynamics, you know, to create. It's really one of America's policies is to create chaos and then restore order. Again, create chaos and then restore order. So we see, be real cautious about, you know, certain dynamics that are happening. You know, so we've seen historically. We're talking about, you know, saying that we've seen such cases in Latin America with the Contras. Which was later exposed to be funded by Ronald Reagan and the rest of U.S. imperialism. And you will see, that's why we be so thirsty, and so hopeful that people are doing something. It may take certain characteristics, like, yeah, that's the reason. But our time, it's a catch-22, in it, you know what I'm saying, where the state is creating situations, you know what I'm saying, to put their people, you know, to reestablish order in their state's order. So we really have to do a objective view and look at what's going on throughout, you know what I'm saying, throughout the world, and not just have, you know, not just say, okay, I'm just only see south side or west side, but draw. We must be on political analysis again, because we're dealing with a Machiavellian machine that is not confined to Chicago. Now, that is not confined to Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Its policies and its tentacles, you know what I'm saying, could be correlated, you know what I'm saying, from Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying, to Ghana, you know what I'm saying, to Bolivia, to Mexico, to what have you. And policy, whether we talk about the NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, that was implemented under the Clinton administration, where some of the fallout of this, inclusive with that, as we see later on, with deals and dynamics with the cartels, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? So, again, we're trying to have that. We're going to be talking about some of the struggles, even this whole the politics of, which I'm even, you know, seeing certain different dynamics, like in the politics of propaganda. And it's Comandante Ernesto Che Guevara said that the role of the propagandist is as important as the guerrilla. The role of the propagandist is as important as that of the guerrilla. And the pros and cons about, you know, about even dealing with certain, you know, this pieces of propaganda, if not to deal with it, so on and so forth. We're gonna be interacting with the people, laying out, you know, saying some insight, some input, get some input as well as provide some insight, you know what I'm saying, on different innovative ways to get the word out, you know what I'm saying, without compromising the word, you know what I'm saying, at old saying, putting the pill in the apple sauce, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth. That's what it is. We're waiting on Spurgeon J. Winter's cousin, nephew, to call in, so I keep y'all abreast on that. Brand new man, that's what it is. They're running throwing in the building, that's what it is, no doubt about it. Royal Silence, the Film Monsters Inquiring, it's Queen Newbie, I see y'all in the building, that's what it is. Burn. Okay, we're here. We like to load it, y'all. Another episode of Freedom All Radio. We had to play, it's a rebroadcast. We're catching up. We're talking about Spurgeon J. Winters, y'all. We're talking about Spurgeon J. Winters. 50 years. In fact, one of the police at Spurgeon J. Winters defending himself when he responded back, when he defended himself, one of the police that took down his childhood buddy, it was the same police out of Chicago. His childhood buddy was a police, that was one of the police that came on the actual assassination of 21-year-old Chairman Frey and 22-year-old defense guy Demar Clark, December the 4th, 1969, y'all. So here we are. We on the hills going for December the 4th. We ain't got the flyers done yet. We still working. We still moving and grooving to get that done out the way. I ain't gonna cop no pleas, you know what I'm saying? We just been moving and grooving, just been nonstop. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's been so much. We gotta catch on so much. So many things we gotta follow up on. But it's been on coffee and community love. That's what it is, y'all. Except I see nothing that's in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all feel free. Call in, call me. What is it, 929-477-3785. I know it's been a while. Press 1. We here. We get ready for International Revolutionary Day for the 50th year. So where will you be at? You know what I'm saying? If you can't make it, you know what I'm saying? All support is appreciated. We got, you know, people to get in, you know what I'm saying? Get in town, you know what I'm saying? Lodge and so on and so forth. You know, we're still doing a lot of things. We still swimming. They've been trying to drown us. We're still swimming, y'all. So, again, we repost that. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50, whatever support you can give. And we also want to, matter of fact, make this a note. We want to have December the 4th, too, an appreciation day. We want to have some official acknowledgement. We're going to do a roll call of all those who sent in thus far, all those who contributed, which we really can't, because, you know what I'm saying, because there are people who came through and gave their time, gave their, you know what I'm saying, Their bottles of water, gave them the most valuable resource, you know what I'm saying? The brewer, free them all. SMB wants to free them all. You know what I'm saying? What is it? I think we're going live now, if I'm correct, Vinny. Who is this? Can we get live broadcast? I think we are going live. Yes, indeed. We'll do, my sister. We don't, you know what I'm saying? Again, so, and it's been those, you know what I'm saying? It's been those who ain't got much, you know what I'm saying? Who obviously they have, you know, they can assist. Revolutionary love and appreciation to their most valuable resource, the people. The people, y'all. Again, it's an honor to serve. It's an honor to serve. Yes, indeed. Honor to serve. November 13th, y'all make sure y'all put in our hashtag, Long Live Spurgeon J. Winters. Long Live Spurgeon J. Winters. Yeah, man, that's what it is. Truth, I'm kind of salty at you, man. You never get that studio equipment. You know what I'm saying? We got moves to make, you know what I'm saying? We trying to get this done. you know what I'm saying, make this happen. Because, you know what I'm saying, trying to get these sounds moving. You know, use this as an organizing tool, you know what I'm saying? And I think Field Marshal George Jackson said that guaranteed tomorrow, y'all. So we're trying to move, as Chairman Fred said, we're trying to move fast and we're trying to move organized. That's what it is. So give me a heads up. You know what I haven't heard in a while? You know what, if we can, it's this song I just heard today, too. What's the artist? I might be reaching far because I can't get a political significance of this song. Look, here's a piece right now that's called Sunny. Sunny. I've been up so long, y'all. Memory kind of messed with me. But I'll see if we can hit that up. Yeah, Sunny. Right on, Brother Malik. Fatima, I see you in the building. That's what it is. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I know you, truth. You forgot about me, y'all. Man, I ain't never forgot about you, y'all. Brother, y'all thinking, man, we track, man. We need that studio. We got some y'all. Bring them all.
Yeah, we call on the line.
What's up, Big Cuz? Welcome. Big Cuz, how you feel, y'all? How you feel, my brother? I love you, Big Cuz.
Hey, man, I'm fantastic, man. Thanks to you and all that you're doing, man. I love you. What's going on?
Love you more, man. We live and direct on Freedom All Radio. We going live on Facebook. We live over the app. We just wanted to give you a saying on this date right here. We just want to say, hey, I'll talk to this bunch of Carter's niece the other this today, and I'm talking to you, you know what I'm saying? I feel so honored, you know what I'm saying? Even the Clark family, the Prince Lamar Clark family, coming up on this date, man, that we are connected, that we're able to talk about the legacy, the impact. Spurgeon J. Winters, man, who the Black Panther Party, the medical center was named on the west side after Spurgeon J. Winters. This is who Chairman Fred would like me to be named after. And I just wanted to say, man, get you on the phone for a minute. I'm back in town. We're supposed to meet up Sunday, I believe, go touch down some more of our family members.
Yeah.
I was honored. I was honored that you called me to speak at Spurgeon Jake's sister's funeral. We just gave a little background history on Spurgeon J. Winters, you know what I'm saying? Moved in defense of self-defense, one of our real models. I'm shying away from the term of a role model, but one of our real models. You know what I'm saying? I got listeners online. I just want to call you. Is there anything you want to add about Jake? You know what I'm saying, to the people? Because again, it's inspiring, and you know I just can't say enough. You know what I'm saying? Is there no expiration date? There's no expiration date about the impact that Spurgeon J. Winters, the Black Panther Party, had on our life. You know what I'm saying? They broke conventional definitions, and again, to this day, people hear about it. And we tried to have this treatment at the Chairman Fred. The media, they attacked, they came up with slanderous statements. But I say broke conventional definitions, everything from, you know, in our community in particular, we've been forced into such absolutes as either the brain or the brawn. In other words, with black children, black men, male children in particular, if you're intelligent, you're like a nerd. Jake was intelligent. Jake was, you know what I'm saying, man. But Jake, man, he'd be moving in defense or self-defense. And again, please listen to this to Jake. But I want to open the airways. I'm saying, anything you got to add or say, the mic is open for you, my brother.
Yeah, you know what? I think that you've honored him as well as your father and everyone else that fell on the trail. I'm talking about it's sensational what you're doing, man. I'm talking about you really have taught me a lot of things about Jake. When Jake left here at that untimely time, I'm talking about I was like 6 or 7 years old. I didn't know what a champion he was until I got a little older, and my grandmother was able to explain it to me. My grandmother was actually Jake's mother's auntie. My grandmother was. I never forget when she told me, and my much younger years, I was by her house, and she was so filled with emotion. And I said, "What's going on, Grandma?" And her name is Evelyn Johnson. That's my grandmother. And she said they named the place after Jake on the west side, you know. And in her spare room, she used to have a great big poster of him. One of the posters actually that you have at the museum there. I'm talking about, and
yes.
She was just so filled with the emotion. I'm talking about, and since I've become a more adult person, you have opened my eyes, man, to so much, but not just Jake, but a lot of people of this particular ilk, man. I'm talking about, and I thank you, man, on behalf of my family, and we're going to go out to you next weekend and cut some corners, man. I'm talking about, I think it's beautiful what you've done. I'm talking about to let me know and others know. I'm talking about everyone always looking for famous people inside their families. The Steve Harveys, the Snoop Dogs, the this, the that, you know, the Denzels.
Yeah.
Those are great people. That's in their own right. But I'm talking about, we're talking about real heroes. Real heroes to the black, to the Africans, to the African Americans. Excuse me, my dentures coming loose. but we're talking about real individuals. To have a real individual hero in your family, and I'm sure we all have some. But to know them, I'm talking about, and have them celebrate the way you have. I'm talking about, it's fantastic. I don't have words for this, man. This is fantastic. I'm talking about you making a lot of people's heart sing, and you bringing people in touch with a lot of historical things, man, that people should know about but don't know about. I'm talking about including myself. So I thank you, Lil Cuz. I'm talking about, I remember the first day that I ran into you in the All Gail Gardens Housing Project, and this was years ago, and you was talking about Jake and me and them at that time. And at the time, I was over maintenance for Chicago Housing Authority, well, for East Lake Management. They had took over. And you were speaking about, I said, "Hey, man, you speaking about my cousin." You said, "Man, I'm named after that man." And we laughed, man. You know, we laughed, Jack, you know. And so it was ordained that we meet, man, because we are family. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about that's what we are. I'm talking about, and you putting a lot of pieces together, a lot of families that's been away from each other, that has a past with each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this is all about, man. That's what this is about, you know, so that what these men and women, what they've been through in the past, what they tried to do for our future, that we push on and continue that. You dig what I'm saying? And you you picked up the helm, and we riding with you, man.
Yes, sir. I'm honored. I'm honored. I'm humbled. I dare not deprive. As I said earlier, I spoke at Stanley Tookie Williams' funeral, and I said, Tookie grew up in a climate like I grew up in, deprived of an organization such as the Black Panther Party. I said, never again on my watch. And if that's your cup of tea to do other things, so be it. But the Black Panther Party, again, I'm saying this as objectively as I can say it. I've seen what it done. You know, so when I talk to brothers and sisters about, you know, just the commitment. This lady, this sister who I used to do the radio show at their place, at their location, she said to me, she was in tears. She said, "You know, I had just seen the piece about your mother." She said, "I don't know. I just can't." She said, "Man, her to do what she did, the cover down over her husband, over her comrade."
Come on, man.
It was a climate that the ecosystem was put in place. Everything from, I mean, because a lot of times you may want, it's like a relationship. You say, I would like to do certain things, but I can't do that because this might not be appreciated, or this person may see me as a vic, or, you know what I'm saying, whether it be men or women, what have you. It was a climate where people were the best of us, you know what I'm saying, and as well as the worst of us came out, but it was an opportunity
the music, the, you know, everything that we've seen. Well, I mean, I hear this, the stories, the war stories, for lack of better terms. With my, you know, mother comrade walking, you know what I'm saying, I mean, 6-7 months pregnant, coming from Weston, Madison, Ashton, to Madison and Weston, and the people out there even who demoralized, powers of the people, such and so on and so forth. I've seen what the politics does. I'm talking even this recent history. I've seen what Brother Lawrence Lee, that became known as Big Law, when I told him about Little Bobby Hutton, and we dubbed him with that name, Little Bobby Hutton. It had impacted him. I've seen it done for my life, you know what I'm saying? And again, and I've seen, even under contested conditions, you know, it was a couple of names that my mother had put in my name. And again, Jake was one of the names the chairman wanted my name to be. And there was another individual whose name was in my name, Nathaniel Jr., and it was exposed. He started hanging. He was associated with the agent of Provocateur William O'Neill. And I remember my mother.
Okay.
It was crazy because as a child, early in the grammar school, my counterparts, they used to laugh at me. They say, "Oh, he come with his long." They say, "Everybody stand up for the attendant and say your name." And I would say this long list of names. Mm-hmm. You know, they were teasing. Oh, he got a long list of names.
Yeah.
But in her position later on in life, when she found out, when she got, a lot of people understand that I'm struggling with a lot of people right now. Like, even I think this stuff, not only was that, it still impacts us today. She took a position to go back and get Nathaniel Jr.'s name took out of my name. She said, man, it wasn't no, well, you know, you didn't get attached. It wasn't no second thought, you know what I'm saying? And that, you know, and the politics of a name, you know what I'm saying? And again, I'm honored to, you know, to have Jake in my name. And it's a conversation that, again, you know, we have been given so many examples of absolute. In other words, you're either smart or you're going to fight one or the other. But again, the Panther Party, we had such phenomenal examples. And again, I just want to say, man, we are fortunate to be able to, that we connected. You know what I'm saying? We have been, they have tried to divide us through slave ships, shackles and chains, man. But hey, we still connected. Well, no, I mean, RGL God,
come on.
Out there talking about Jake Winters. You come out there popping like that, man. Hey, man, we was destined to be connected. We gonna be staying connected. We gonna keep on being connected. I'm gonna keep you posted. December the 4th, y'all, again, we're going to be live and direct. It's going to be lights, cameras, action out there December the 4th. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hit you up because about this other movie they got going on, too. I think this upcoming weekend, I'm going to hit you up to get you some information on that. But, again, I am so honored.
Okay.
We are so honored, man, to be connected, man. And this shit, man, hey, this part of this legacy of resistance, man, and it's something that I want to take, man, we are not that desperate for people's name that we got to go look for these with rebels like the Luciano or mafioso or different people. We have people that story. You can go back. You can ride through 58th and Calumet. You can talk. I can call some people right now. They'll tell you what happened that day, how it impacted their life. You know what I'm saying? These are not role models.
Yes, sir.
Spurgeon, Jake Winters.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Fred Hampton, Francisco de Mar Clark, they were real models. They real, not role models.
They were
real
heroes.
How we identify with, you know,
real heroes, man.
Man, we hold our head up high. We say they motherfucking name, y'all. But again, talking about Black history, y'all. You know, man, know these names. Man, you know what I'm saying? Man, hey, name your babies after these individuals. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going. You know, so let us not forget. Keep this conversation. You know what I'm saying? Know how old they were. You know what I'm saying? Know the schools. I mean, Inglewood High School. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Where they came from. And again, let's keep it going, y'all. Revolution and love, respect. Clinton,
yeah.
Salute, y'all. 50 years later, long live the legacy of Spurgeon Jake Winters, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Yes, sir, man.
Real talk.
I mean, he comes from a champion, man. His mother, Pauline, used to be my babysitter when me and my brothers and sisters were little kids. That's what my mother called every weekend, to come out there and babysit us, man. I'm talking about, she would babysit and watch over us like a eagle watches over her little. I'm talking about, man, I'm talking about,
she's right.
Full of fire, man. see this, man. I'm talking about, like, you know, man, you're going to get more into it when I see you this weekend, man. I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I love you, man. I love everything you're doing. I love your mother, man. I'm talking about she as big a freedom fighter as everybody that we named here. And I want my greens. I called her. I talked to her last week, and I think you all had just got through shooting or something. But I called her, and she was crying. She was so filled with emotion from what she had witnessed. And she said, "Nephew, I'm gonna talk to you a little bit later." And before we got off the phone, I said, "Okay, I see you're a little broken up, but I still want my greens." And she started laughing, man.
That's right, that's right.
Yes, sir.
I love you. Chairman Fred would say, I am too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. Again, I am too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. In other words, we are too high up the people. We are high up the legacy of Spurgeon and Jake Willis. We are high up the legacy of Dr. Hill, Ronald Dr. Satchel. We are high up the people, y'all. Real talk. It's going to keep on going. We're going to keep this beat going. We're going to feel the beat of the people, y'all. We're going to keep this momentum going. Regardless of how cold it may get out here, y'all. We want to understand. We want to keep
Come
the beat
on,
going. We're going to keep moving towards December the 4th, 2019. You know what I'm saying? Keep that camp. We're going to keep on. We're going to save and maintain the Hampton House, y'all. Need y'all support, y'all. Hit us up, y'all.
Okay.
Hampton House 50, y'all. We live and direct with the family. The Spurgeon and Jake Willis with our family, our people, y'all. We still standing 50 years later. Here we are, man, holding their names up. You know what I'm saying? Man,
come on.
Never forget Spurgeon and Jake Willis, y'all. Real talk. Long live legacy. Love, respect, because, man, hey, we here, man. We're going to hit you up. I got some more updates for this move coming up in a minute. And you know what I'm saying? You know any moves we making, you always locked and loaded, man.
Come on, man. You surely your father's son, man. I told your mother when I talked to her. I'm talking about, man, your daddy is smiling on you, man. I'm just glad your mother is here to witness all of this, man. I'm talking about she sees her husband reincarnated within you, man. I'm talking about, man. I mean, I can't say enough, man. We love you, little Fred. We love you, man.
Yeah. I love you because love, respect, and I appreciate you because, man, you come from that cloth, man. You know, my only struggle with you because all the time you tell me when you get a phone, you say, all right, little cuz, do your thing. I always say, because. Well, you, man, we doing our thing, cuz. We doing our thing.
We doing our thing. Hey, man.
We doing our thing, because.
It is what it is, man. Yes, sir. I'm talking about anything you involved with, you, your mom, your family. I'm talking about, I'm here, man. I love you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you because love, man. Thousands of people.
Okay.
Don't listen.
Okay. See you real soon, man.
See you real soon.
Free them all.
Free them all.
Free them all.
Brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
Free them all. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, y'all. That's Big Kip, y'all. It's my big cousin. That's our people, y'all. That's that bloodline, y'all. That's that battle. That's that battlefield bloodline. That's that motherfucking battlefield bloodline. That's that battlefield bullets in that shit, y'all. Real talk. That's that motherfucking, man, diehard DNA, y'all. Real talk, man. That's that diehard DNA, man. Real motherfucking talk, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. Y'all, hey, y'all, it's okay how cold it is, y'all. Make sure y'all today, y'all put that out on y'all social media. Hashtag long live Spurgeon Jake Winters. It's a hashtag. He moved in defense of self-defense. Make it clear. Because I've only never seen no examples of no motherfuckers defending themselves and defending our community, y'all. Long live Spurgeon Jake Winters. Hashtag he moved in defense of self-defense, y'all. Real talk. Let's not forget the legacies of Larry Roberson. Let's not forget the legacies of Spurgeon Jake Winters, y'all. Let's not forget the contributions of Devin Minister Hill, Ronald Doc Satchel, y'all. These people who came to see about us, get them to get a come see about them. The Black Panther Party, City of Chicago, branch of Chicago, State of Illinois, the largest chapter of the Black Panther Party, y'all. Man, we have examples, y'all. Let's get them, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Long live the legacy, Spurgeon Jake Winters. I'll be looking on time, Comrade.
Free them all, Brother Chairman. About a half hour, 34 minutes.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I just want to come in, you know what I'm saying, here to get my charger because I've been, you know what I'm saying, we've been gone for a minute. We've been dealing with so many things, y'all. I'm going to let us play out, you know what I'm saying, for a minute. But I just want to say revolution, love, and respect, and appreciation to y'all. I got to get back on this pen and paper. We got to get this flyer done for December the 4th. We got to move fast. We got to move organized. Y'all done heard that before, y'all. Get this flyer done for December the 4th. We, you know what I'm saying, anybody, you know what I'm saying, we going to, I got to make some phone calls, too. That's the skeleton, y'all. December the 4th, 12 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, at the site, 2037 West Chairman Fred Hathaway, or some of y'all still will keep on calling tomorrow. We're going to be going to the wall. Then we're going to be here, you know, we're going to be doing the Covenant Community Caravan, riding straight on down to save the Hampton House, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be an ongoing funeral possession, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have 500 bags for the 50th. You know what I'm saying? When that caravan, at the end of the ride, we want everybody to at least drop a $50 bill. Bam. You know what I'm saying? To help continue to save and maintain Hampton House. So stop putting it together, y'all. We'll be right there. That's what it is, y'all. Do we have any other calls in queue? Or any comments or whatever.
No callers in queue.
Man, love y'all right back. Love y'all right back. I'm going to get on these phone calls again. Start getting a couple of these places confirmed so we can move. We move fast. We organize. Little sis Nick Ross, that's what it is, right on. That's what it is, no doubt. Yes, indeed. Tuning in, y'all, we getting ready for again December the 4th, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Good to see y'all tuning in. Revolution, appreciation to all y'all. Some of y'all ain't seen, I don't know how long. You know what I'm saying? But regardless how long it be, we're going to have some memories like some king elephants, y'all. We never forget those, you know, who helped. We're going to get a printout. All of those who committed, contributed, whatever, you know, what have you. So we want to thank them because, again, as Minister UEP News said, without the people, y'all, revolution is impossible. It's impossible. You know what I'm saying? We'll give some more detailed updates upcoming soon. But I know there's a lot of discussions going on, what's going on, these different discussions about the movie, so on and so forth. We'll be giving y'all some updates on that. I want to have a show and bring some color people, I think Brother Darren Muhammad, some others, to have like, you know what I'm saying, have like a round table, so, you know what I'm saying, of certain people who've been covering a lot of history of the past IRD, December the 4th. So we might do an official position December the 4th, you know, where we at on that, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, you know, what other issues we have to address and deal with. Meantime, between time, that's what it's after that, y'all. Keep y'all heads up and y'all eyes open, y'all. Spirit of Making History, Taking History. This is another episode of Freedom All Radio, hosted by Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and also Lady Rage, y'all. This is what it is, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's tape history. Get ready. We keep y'all, be hitting y'all up in a minute for some moves happening in ASAP, as well as December the 4th. It's going to be Lights, Cameras, Action. December the 4th, y'all. You're in the cold. Lights, Cameras, Action. That's what it is, y'all. Before we clock out of here, let me know if there's anything I missed. I know we're going to miss something, but again, do a political assessment, objective analysis, whether we're talking about Bolivia or what have you. You know what I'm saying? The climate of not only the country, but throughout the world, y'all. That's what it is. Freedom All, so again, same time, same station, you know what I'm saying? Moving forward to December the 4th, it's coming up. I mean, it's moving up on us, y'all. So I got to make these phone calls, get this location secure for a couple of things. You know what I'm saying? But whatever support y'all can, hit us up. Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. .com and also GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. Get your cars ready, tuned up and everything. We're going to ride. Come December the 4th, y'all. We're doing that Covenant Community Caravan. We riding like a motherfucker for the chairman. That's what it is. Long live Spirit of Spurs and Jake Winters. Kill the revolution, but you can't kill the revolution. That's what it is. Free them all. Just come around the clock on up out of here. No more calls in queue, correct?
No calls in queue. Yes, sir.
I haven't heard in a while. Can you give me that? Can we pull that? It's a song named Sunny. I don't know if you can pull that one, but if not, let me see if I can get that five steps. I think we're in a mood for that five. Ooh, child, things going to get easier.
Yes, indeed. Yep. That's that one.
That's the pool. That's me. That's the right on. Yes, indeed.
Okay, yes, sir.
We're going to ride out to this one, y'all. Bring them on.
make it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Bye.